This is Jordan Secchio. The ACLU continues their attack on American heritage.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Joined today by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, to talk about this attack by the ACLU on these American institutions here, the Naval Academy, and their lunchtime prayer, which is a historic part of the Naval Academy's experience for the midshipmen there. This attack on American institutions is strong. I just got back from New York City as we're doing research on statues and monuments around the city, as well as on the federal parks at Liberty and Ellis Island, meeting with the National Park Service, understanding that process for our upcoming Supreme Court case. But all of this ties in together, because once you allow an attack on something like this lunchtime prayer for the midshipmen at the Naval Academy, and if that goes through, you get right back to the attacks on the Pledge of Allegiance, on the One Nation Under God, under the national motto, then under things like the Statue of Liberty and other monuments that towns want to put up, and it sends the same kind of reverberations through that all these issues that we talk about. They all stem from the same source: the attack on Christianity, the attack on our public affirmance of the faith and the faith of our founding fathers. And we have got to be ready to confront this, which is why we've hit this issue so hard this week here on Jay Sekulow Live. I want to talk to you about it at 1-800-684-3110. I'm also joined by Jeff Surtees, who again is associate counsel with the ACLJ. And Jeff, when you look at these issues, the ACLU threatening to sue the Naval Academy, putting a lot of pressure, making the Naval Academy really look into their process, and then looking at some of the precedent, if you were the Naval Academy right now, you would be scared.
Of course I would. I mean, with any threat by the ACLU has to be taken very seriously, because they have a very good track record. We've been successful fighting the ACLU, but you know, they've been around a good long time and they have a good reputation as far as winning a lot of their cases. So, you know, we sent our letter in support of the Naval Academy to the Navy, letting them know that the ACLU's understanding of the law was incorrect, that we had a better understanding of the law, and pledging our services to them, giving them the research and pledging the resources for them to fight and combat this ridiculous attack by the ACLU. Jordan, you pointed it out. I mean, there's just no doubt that if the ACLU had its way, we'd have no Pledge of Allegiance in the public schools. We'd have no legislative prayers in the U.S. Congress or in state houses across the country. We'd have no governmental recognition of holiday seasons, no public displays of the Ten Commandments, no aspect of religion whatsoever in the public square. So we have got to fight the ACLU every time they go forward with one of these things. We have to be there to stand tall and to say, no, we're not going to let you get away with it this time.
Folks, I want to ask you this question. I want you to call in. I want you to be a part of this discussion with Jeff and I here today, because this is what I want to know. The ACLU plans these attacks. They threaten these attacks. Are you ready to stand up? And how do you feel about the ACLU coming after institutions like this, like the U.S. Naval Academy, our men and women who are being trained at the high level to go and serve and command in places like Iraq and Afghanistan and, of course, around the world? But in a wartime situation, the ACLU coming after American institutions, in some ways taking their focus off their real job, which is training our men and women, and then trying to take away a prayer, which to many of those men and women there is a nice time in that part of the day, a very tough time going through the Naval Academy process, to reflect, to take a deep breath, and to reflect on what they've been doing throughout their process. I want to hear from you. Call us 1-800-684-3110 if you want to be on air with us today. Again, 1-800-684-3110. And I have got to encourage you, you've got to say no to the ACLU on this. We have got to take a stand as American citizens. We need you to join in this committee to say no to the ACLU. We are signing up thousands of Americans from across the country that are taking a stand and saying, you know what, we're not going to let the ACLU threaten institutions like the Naval Academy. We want to let the Naval Academy know that thousands and hundreds of thousands of Americans stand beside it and stand beside that noontime prayer and understand the tradition. Join the committee now, 877-989-2255. Say no to the ACLU, 877-989-2255.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the noontime prayer, and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military.
It's the Logan Show.
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. This is Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. Pistols out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, joined by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the ACLJ today on the program, talking about this attack by the ACLU on the Naval Academy's common practice, historic practice of having a noontime prayer. All of the midshipmen gather together, and there's a prayer said. And they're not forced to take part in a prayer or say anything out loud. It's a moment to reflect. As many men and women who go through the Naval Academy have said, it's a moment to take a breath from the difficulties of the Naval Academy experience, the harshness of it, the mental strength you've got to have to go through that process. It's just a moment to sit back and think for a second, to take that deep breath. And if you are religious, to take part in the prayer. If you are not, it's a moment just to sit and reflect and think about your day and all of the accomplishments that you've made. I mean, these men and women are the top of the top in our American military, and they are going to serve at high levels when they graduate the Naval Academy. They're becoming, officers in the military overseas in a time of war, and this is when the ACLU starts trying to attack an American tradition. You know, this is not the Naval Academy saying one day, we're just going to start having prayer. This is an American tradition. It is part of our military. It's part of our military history. And it has been since before the founding of our country officially, when we were part of the American Revolution. So, folks, I want to hear from you about it today. 1-800-684-3110. How do you feel about it? Let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Steve's calling from North Carolina on line one. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Having listened to your program all week and listening to some of the quotes that you've read from other commanders,
right,
Eisenhower, et cetera, and it occurs to me that when a believer, who men and women who have an eternal perspective, have an ability to fight with greater tenacity and valor because they know there is something beyond this life.
Well,
a non-believer has greater fear for losing life, and is more subject to compromise. And these are our future battle leaders. And I'm more in favor of looking at it from that perspective and the quotes that you talked about from generals who've led in battle than to lean on it's a tradition.
Well, and what I think is important, Steve, I want to thank you for your call. Exactly what you said is the tradition, the respect, and also that understanding when you're going into battle, which I've never done, and no one who has not done that knows that feeling, but to know that you're facing an enemy who is trying to kill you, and you have to try to kill them. I mean, that's the reality of it. To have that faith to know that you're doing the right thing down in your heart, to know that there's a God who's out there for you, has got to be extremely important. That does not mean that everyone in the U.S. military is a Christian or even religious, or that you can't be a good soldier without being so. But the truth is, the military has understood since the founding of our country the importance of the respect and acknowledgement of a higher power for those men and women who serve the country. Not forcing it on it, but understanding that for the many of the men and women there, it is an important part of their day, and it helps them get through their day. And it's the toughest job in America is defending our country, and these men and women do it voluntarily. Folks, we want you to get involved in this issue. Join this committee right now. Say no to the ACLU, and tell the Naval Academy that you will stand with them in their fight if the ACLU tries to sue them, which they're threatening to do. Call, join right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Say no to the ACLU. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. Let's go right back to the phones. Judy's calling from Kentucky on line 4. Judy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Listen, I want to appreciate, I just appreciate the fact that you're keeping us aware of what's going on out there. And I want to say that without God and without our troops knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ and all the soldiers have the Lord looking over them, I wonder how much this country would be where it is today. I think without our faith in the Lord, I wonder if we would be the great country that we are. And that's why we have to stand by, and especially everything that we are in America is in God we trust. And I think we wouldn't be where we are today without that.
Well, Judy, I want to thank you for your call, and I think that was an incredible call. I think it's right. I mean, the founders understood. I want to go to Jeff Surtees, because, Jeff, when you look at history and you take out the legal battles that groups like the ACLU try to make into us, and what hurts their case the most is that our military leaders, our founding fathers, whether they were Christian or just acknowledged a God or a higher power, understood that how important that was. Just the acknowledgement that there is something bigger and better there. How far you want to go with your own faith is up to you. That's the part of the American way. But to understand and at least acknowledge what we've done through our founding documents, what we've done throughout history, is to acknowledge there is a better power out there, a stronger power, something stronger than we are. It doesn't matter how strong the United States gets.
That's exactly right, Jordan. I mean, just go to George Washington's famous farewell address. And he said that there were two things which were indispensable supports for political prosperity: morality and religion. Our founding fathers understood this. And from the Supreme Court under John Marshall, Chief Justice John Marshall, they started opening their sessions, which they continue to do this day, with the invocation, God save the United States and this honorable court. The first Congress, the very first Congress of the United States of America, instituted the practice of beginning its legislative sessions with a prayer. You know, the roots of our religious identity, our religious culture, go right back to the very beginning of our nation. And for the ACLU to continue this fight in trying to separate the two completely and utterly, so that church has absolutely nothing to do with state, faith has absolutely nothing to do with the way we run our country, the way we live our lives, the way we develop our culture, it really attacks the very core, the very roots of our country, our history, and where we are today and where we're going to go in the future.
Folks, well, that's why we want you to join with us. Stand up and say no to the ACLU, and tell the Naval Academy, you know, this proclamation of solidarity, that you will stand by them, that you as an American citizen understand the importance of the Naval Academy and the training that it does with those men and women who serve our country, many times reaching to the highest levels in their military career. So many of our famous military veterans and the heroes of America that have gone through the Naval Academy. And to say, we understand why you have that lunchtime prayer. We understand why you gather the midshipmen together and allow them to reflect on their day and take a breath because of the hardships and the mental strength that is necessary to go through the Naval Academy and to work through that voluntarily on your own. These are some of the smartest and brightest students in academic worlds, and they're ready to voluntarily serve our country and go through that Naval Academy process, and many times spend most of their careers in our U.S. military all around the world. Even in a time of war, these students are deciding to do that. Folks, you need to stand with them. 1-877-989-2255. That's the number you call right now to say no to the ACLU on this issue. 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones. Keith is calling from Virginia on line 5. Keith, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thanks so much.
Thanks, Keith.
I just had a couple of things. One, I think having the prayer at lunchtime and getting everybody together, that's a fantastic thing. It brings camaraderie. It gives them a time to be together, for one. And number two, what makes the ACLU think they know how to manage what the Navy should do with their time and how they should operate? Over the years, I just listen to the news and hear about what the ACLU does, and all they seem to do is try to attack and criticize, you know, traditional America, and it drives me nuts.
Well, I think here's the thing, Keith. This is what makes them think. They think that there shouldn't be any religion mixed with anything that's government, military, and they don't understand the military. And there are people who complain, Keith. There are some of the midshipmen who say, I don't like this. I don't want to be a part of this. But the truth is, and what the Naval Academy will say, and anyone that's been there will say, no one is forcing you to say anything out loud. No one is forcing you to take part in a religious service. It's a short lunchtime prayer, a reflection, and it's historic. It's been part of the tradition. So there's many men and women there, I guarantee you, who have little to no faith, and that doesn't mean they can't be good soldiers, but who respectfully take part and don't complain about it because they understand, like you said, Keith, the camaraderie that this builds, the relationship that it builds, and the reflection. Whether or not you're reflecting on knowing that there's a higher power, a supreme being out there, or that you're just reflecting on what you've done and what you're sacrificing and why that sacrifice is worth it. Either way, it's a good thing to do, and the ACLU is attacking. But let me go to Jeff, because, Jeff, this is typical ACLU here, attacking our traditions and in trying to intimidate first before suing institutions like the Naval Academy.
It's typical ACLU tactics to bring up a case that's not even relevant in their demand letter, to argue these their case, not based in any sort of binding law. They used a Fourth Circuit case, which has nothing to do with the case that we're facing here. So it was just sort of, let's throw out a lot of legal principles that sound good on paper, but when you look down deep, when you go do the legal research, as we did, and that letter is available online at our website, you see that those arguments fall to pieces. You know, and all the callers have just made such great points here. You know, service of God and country. God and country. It's not just an empty cliche.
Right.
You know, for many of our military, again, as you said, not all, but for many of our military, it's the very reason they signed up. It's the reason they continue their service. It's the reason that some may make that ultimate sacrifice. For the ACLU to insert itself here, you know, with its radical secularist philosophy, and try to intervene with the daily practices of the United States Navy, it's not just an insult.
Right.
To the Constitution. It's an insult to the members of that proud branch of our military.
And that is what the ACLU does, folks. I mean, they have attacked and attacked the military since the beginning of the Iraq War, threatening with lawsuits, calling them criminals, ACLU members trying to say what Guantanamo Bay. You know about all this. We're not discussing that today, but just look at the history of the ACLU and understand the history of this prayer that the midshipmen take part in at lunch, all of them gathered together every day. Folks, we want you to be part of this, to say no to the ACLU, to stand up with the Naval Academy. Call right now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Oh, this? Well, actually, I'm earning my global business degree online. Here, have a look. All the courses are taught online, so I can attend class from anywhere. Same with the tests. You can take all those online, too. Or if I wanted, I could stop by the campus in Virginia Beach and meet with my professor in person or go to class there. But the thing is, my job has been really busy lately, so I do everything from my laptop. Otherwise, it's just like going to class. It's hard work. But when I'm done, I'll have a degree from one of the top 10 online universities in the country.
With both 2- and 4-year degrees available and more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit applytoregent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the the noontime prayer and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, joined by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, today on the broadcast, talking about the ACLU, another attack on American history and American tradition, now threatening to sue the Naval Academy because of their lunchtime prayer, which has been part of their history and tradition since the founding of the U.S. Naval Academy. It is a voluntary prayer. No one is forcing you to say anything. It's a time to reflect, as many of the midshipmen and women have said, and also the former military leaders have said as well, that these prayers are a time for everyone to catch their breath. If you're not religious, it's still a good thing to do, to come together, to have lunch, to take a moment, and just to think. So folks, we want to stand up, and we want you to be a part of that stand against the ACLU, And to make sure that the Naval Academy knows that thousands and tens of thousands of American citizens stand behind the Naval Academy and stand behind the American tradition that they uphold there at the Academy. We want you to join right now. 877-989-2255 is the number you call. Let me say it again. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up right now to say no to the ACLU. Let's go right back to the phones. Rick is calling from Colorado on line one. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Rick.
I was in the Navy for 30 years. I retired as a Master Chief, and I was assigned to the Naval Academy for 3 years as the 2nd Battalion Command Master Chief. I was responsible for the health, welfare, and morale of 720 midshipmen, and let me tell you, they look forward to that prayer every single day. And it's not like it's a long, drawn-out prayer. It lasts about 30 seconds or
right.
less. Every face or denomination at the Naval Academy is represented by a chaplain from that particular denomination, and they rotate and take turns saying a different prayer. So it's not like, you know, a bunch of Baptists or Catholics, you know, every day saying a prayer. I mean, everybody from the Jewish faith to the Catholics to the Muslims to the Baptists, I mean, everybody's represented, and it's not a big deal. And I think what the ACLU is doing is they're poking their nose in our business, and they have no right nor responsibility to be there.
Rick, I want to follow up on one thing that you said, which is the importance and how they were looking for the midshipmen that were there to that prayer every day. Tell everyone, we know we've been talking about, but from your perspective, why was it so important? What is part, or why is it so important to take that time of reflection? It looks like we may have lost Rick, but I think what he said, folks, was absolutely
Hello?
Clear. Rick, you there?
Yeah, I am.
Did you hear my question? What was it, in your perspective, that we've been talking about a lot, what was in your perspective that made the prayer so important?
Well, at the Naval Academy, their day is very, very structured. It
right.
starts very early in the morning and goes very late into the early evening, late afternoon time frame. For the first year midshipmen, the plebes, they have no life. So that is probably one of the few times that they can actually be by themselves is during this prayer at the meals, you know. And because of the rigid structure of the academy, I mean, that is a time for everybody to reflect. And let me tell you, if they don't want to participate, they don't have to. They don't have to bow their head. They don't have to do anything. But a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of mids, that they enjoyed that time to get with their God and to just relax.
Rick, I want to thank you for your service, and I want to thank you for that insight. I think it's so important to hear from the men and women who have been in our armed forces. Now, Rick, who is specifically there at the U.S. Naval Academy. So again, Rick, thank you for all of your service to America and also for educating everyone on the program today about why that prayer is so important. We've got calls coming in, though, opposing the prayer. Let's go back to the phones. Frank is calling from D.C. on line six. Frank, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, a dissenting voice. Anything which has lasted long enough to have become traditional has lasted long enough to become at least potentially outworn, outdated, outmoded, and otherwise invalid. And this, in this case, it certainly has. Frank,
why is it, you know, we just heard from Rick, I know you could hear the program while you're holding, of the importance of the reflection. No one's forced to take part in a prayer. They represent, like Rick said, every denominational faith that's represented by the chaplain corps, so it's not just Christian. So, Frank, what is the problem?
These midshipmen are certainly free under the free exercise provision of the First Amendment to pray as they wish. But under the Establishment Clause, it is impossible to have a prayer which is devoid of theological content and therefore violates the Establishment Clause. You cannot constitutionally have an officially administered prayer, no matter how it is worked.
So, Frank, can I say this? You would get rid of the prayer at Congress and the prayer before the Supreme Court?
What?
The prayer that starts Congress every day and the prayer before, you want that gone.
That is long overdue for abolition.
Well, here's the truth. Okay, Frank, I want to thank you for your call. You're very honest about where your belief is. Let me go to Jeff Surtees. Jeff, that's the argument from the ACLU right there. Every prayer would be gone, whether it's the beginning of the Supreme Court, the beginning of Congress, and whether or not you've got every religious faith represented. I think Rick's call was perfect to go after what Frank was saying, because Rick was clear. He said it's not just even Christian, it's everyone.
Oh, yeah. Rick's call was just fantastic and really shows that the Naval Academy here is not forcing any midshipman to pray. It's not requiring any midshipman to believe in God. The noontime prayer is not akin to compulsory church attendance, has nothing to do with compelled worship. It simply is a time for those who are standing in attention to pray if they wish. For Frank to allege, as does the ACLU here, that this violates the Establishment Clause is just unfounded. It's not supported by the text of the Constitution. It's not supported by decisions of the United States Supreme Court. And a lot of those, frankly, have been incorrect on the Establishment Clause. But even the ones that have been incorrect do not support the ACLU's position here. Frank also says that if something's been around that long, it's outmoded and should be gotten rid of. Well, the Constitution has been around for long time, and I don't think we should get rid of that.
That's right. And it is different interpretations have happened, and what we'd say is judicial philosophy has changed too much and that we need to go back to the original interpretation of the Constitution, which, of course, Frank would disagree with. But that's the fundamental difference, folks. And I think Frank laid it out for you between the ACLU, which was definitely Frank's position there, saying we want to get rid of all of the prayer, whether it's Congress, whether it's the U.S. Supreme Court, whether it's the military, and our position, which is that it is constitutional. It is within the bounds of Constitution. When you look back in American history, even after the Constitution was written, these prayers were going on. No one was challenging them. And even anyone that brought it up was immediately shot back down. But folks, there is a real movement now, and Frank is the perfect example of it, of those who support getting rid of these American institutions. We have got to say we stand with the Naval Academy and say no to the ACLU. We want you to be a part of that right now. Call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. Let's go back to the phones again. Another veteran calling in. Ron's calling from Florida on line one. Ron, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to tell people that 25 years in the Navy, when I first came in the Navy, I was not a Christian, and I enjoyed the good order and discipline, and I enjoyed the fact that they had values that transcended what my idea was.
Thank you for your service, Ron.
Thank you. If you've been at sea, you understand the grandeur and the majesty of it. And if you sing the Navy hymn, whether you're Christian or not, you understand how powerful a supreme being could be. And I'm just glad that I had the opportunity to see that firsthand, and it made some big influences in my life when I was young and crazy.
Well, Ron, I want to thank you for your call. We're starting to run out of time today. But what Ron said, folks, is so important. Came into the military, not a Christian, not religious, appreciated the order and the structure of the military and the reverence that they were doing a better thing, taking a personal sacrifice out, the majesty of it, the grandeur of it, and all of that being a part of the military experience, but also the experiences at the U.S. Naval Academy. It is important traditions to keep the men and women who serve our country, to keep the morale as high as possible, even in times of great conflict, even in times of great struggle and great sacrifice. So, Ron, again, I want to thank you for your service. And for all of those who called in today to express their feelings on this issue, I want to say thank you, because it's a very informative show to hear from the men and women who have served in our military. Folks, we want you to stand up. We want you to stand with the Naval Academy and say no to the ACLU. This is your opportunity to really say no to the ACLU before they've had a chance to file that lawsuit. Call right now, 877-989-2255. I'll say it again, 877-989-2255. Say no.